You're listening to the Raised to Walk podcast, episode 1.
Welcome to the Raised to Walk podcast, where we're walking out the life of faith. Romans 6 verse 4 reads, "As Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life." And this show is designed to help you do just that. Now here's your host, Carla Alvarez.
Carla Alvarez, and today's episode, we're going to go and review the 9 Days in Heaven book. One day, I was browsing through the bookstore at my church while I was waiting to pick up my kids, and I came across this book, 9 Days in Heaven by Dennis and Nolene Prince. This book is an update of one originally written titled Scenes from Beyond the Grave, and it was written in 1859 by Marietta Davis, who was a young woman who was in a coma for 9 days, and during that time she had an experience of heaven. And I actually have the original. It's in the commons now. It's out of copyright, and I have a link to it on my blog if you'd like to download it and read the original version. I'll put the link in at the end of this episode. So the princes took the book and they updated the language and moved some of the content to the appendix for a better flow. So Marietta was a member of a Baptist church in Berlin, New York, and her family was very devout, but she was not, and the community that she lived in had experienced a revival the winter before, and she had gone to the meetings, but she remained unconvicted herself. So in August of 1848, she fell into a coma, and the doctors couldn't revive her. And when she awoke 9 days later, she described her experience of both heaven and hell, and she was a completely transformed person, and then claimed Jesus as her Savior. So the account describes her story of being met by an angel, and her first view was a tour of heaven. And the way she describes it, she was just completely overwhelmed by the beauty and the sense of unity. However, she was also very aware of her own sinfulness that kept her from joining in with those who were praising God. And she was also shown hell, and her description of that was one of just complete despair and hopelessness of being separated eternally from the Father. So one of the things that really struck me as I read it was the concept that we grow into heaven, that there are layers. And it reminded me of several of C.S. Lewis's book, specifically The Last Battle from the Chronicles of Narnia series and The Great Divorce. And in the last battle, the loyal followers of Aslan, who is the lion in the story if you've read the books or watched a few of the movies, are overwhelmed and they're thrown into this hut. And this hut represents their death and passing through to Aslan's country. And the travelers are told to go further in and further up and they discover that the further they go, the bigger it is. And it's similar to the getting to know God. The more you learn about him, the bigger and the more awesome that you realize he is. And then his book, The Great Divorce, is also a portrayal of hell and a journey to heaven. And in this, Lewis really, very clearly illustrates someone growing into heaven. I thought that it was really interesting that Lewis's portrayal in his fiction and Davis's account of her experience are very similar. One of the other things that was really interesting, and this was part of the book that was moved to the end, but part of that was a description of infant instruction. And Davis described seeing infants who had died, taken to heaven, and trained up in the knowledge of God. So this is really also in line with testimonies of I've read of people who have had out-of-body encounters in heaven with children who were lost. You know, losing a baby, whether that was aborted or stillborn or a miscarriage, it's a very traumatic experience. And this was seeing their child in heaven and that it was safe and happy and that it was always in these accounts, it was always a healing moment for the parents. And I had just happened to read this right before the daughter of a friend of mine miscarried a baby. And when I heard about it, I gave her a copy of this book. So I think it's a not only is it just interesting to read the account, but I think it's also a good book to give to anyone who's grieving the loss and trying to heal from the trauma of a miscarriage or an abortion. The story of babies being brought up in heaven by angels and be taught in the knowledge of God reminded me of the story in 2 Samuel 12 where David's first child with Bathsheba died, and the prophet Nathan had confronted David about his adultery, and he had told him that the child was going to die because of a judgment of that. And so David was completely distraught, and he fasted and prayed, and his servants were really worried about him. And after when the child died, they went and they told him, and they were worried because he has been so upset, and they were wondering what he was going to do once he found out that the child had died. It says in verse 20 that he got up from the ground, washed himself, put on lotions, and changed his clothes, and then he went to the tabernacle and worshiped the Lord. After that, he returned to the palace and was served food and ate. And his advisors were amazed. They said, "We don't understand," they told him. "While the child was still living, you wept and refused to eat. But now that the child is dead, you have stopped your mourning and are eating again."